Hello, hi there. This is Jamie of Twitter fame, at Jamie Andrews, as you know, because you're reading this tweet. I'm here with my housemate Annie, who is a budding both textile designer, but also I think possibly moving into interior design soon. She's got a lovely doll's house, which I'll be tweeting about soon. We'll perhaps do a video tour later. Mm-hmm. But for now, Annie, just want to ask you a couple of questions about your doll's house project. What motivated you to actually decorate a tiny house?
Well, basically, my dad made me and my sister the doll's house when we were little.
How old were you when you first got the doll's house?
Don't remember, that's how young.
A tiny child.
A tiny wee baby.
Okay.
And it has not been looked after that well, so I thought I'd give a new lease of life.
Breathe new life into it.
Yeah.
And have you got an overarching kind of interior design ethos that you're following as you decorate
it's going to be a bit mental, but there's different themes for each room.
Okay, can you give us a couple of examples?
Jungle bathroom,
okay, I like it already.
And the other things are in early stages, maybe a bit of a Mexican style kitchen zone.
Okay.
But, you know,
I can't even picture what a Mexican kitchen's like.
No, nor can I.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the lighting system? Because I know that's been one of the key elements of making sure it's
Yeah, Papa Glover's made a system of LED lights.
Very efficient.
That are going, there's 12 lights, so one in each sort of room or hallway and things. And all the wires are going to be hidden under the flooring and everything.
Excellent.
So.
Well, we look forward to keeping up to date with your progress over the coming months, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
I'm a big fan, Jamie, of you, so it's a total pleasure, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, thanks very much, Annie.
Bye.